Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested this call?
This, you speaking with him, Ricky Montgomery.
All right. Well, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How is it we can help you today?
We're applying for my unemployment. I was laid off the 1st of December.
All right. So you want to open a claim? All right.
Yes.
And what is your Social Security number?
424-86-9103.
Well, all right. Let's see if we can start you a claim here. And what is your name?
Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Montgomery.
All right. And your date of birth, sir?
5-17-63.
Okay. And your... your mother's maiden name?
Nadine Smith.
Okay. And let's see here. You have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Is it Alabama?
Alabama.
What's the number on there, sir?
Hold on just a second.
All right.
It's 6565-99195.
All right. And go. Let's see. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
No? Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
No? And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alvantage prepaid benefits card. Now, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that... may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Do I have to have my direct deposit number with me and stuff right now?
Well, you got to have your routing number and bank account number.
Yeah, I got my, let me see. Hold on, let me see my routing number. Hold on. Yeah, there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm routing number.
Oh, all right. So you're going to want to do direct deposit then, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. And where are you going to want to do it, checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. You just let me know when you got your routing number, and we'll get it, too.
Okay. I may have it in the car somewhere.
Okay.
So what I need to do?
Well, if you want to use your checking account direct deposit, I need to get that route number.
Okay, I'm going to go out to the car then, I guess. I have to get over to the car, I guess. Listen, I'm still you.
Okay.
Get out here to my car and look. This car. So can you just send me one of them cards?
Just want to do the benefits card?
Yeah, that's the one they send in the mail.
Right, you want to do the benefit card? Okay. All right.
Come on your card.
Yeah, now, remember I told you that it will take an extra 5 to 7 days after you've been approved before you'll get your card, and there'll probably be some fees along with it, right?
How much of a fee would it be with that?
different things. Hold on, let me see here. You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AlVantage prepaid benefits card.
Right.
Payments, let's see here. It will be, your card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new AlVantage prepaid account. Prepaid benefits card is issued by Comercia Bank. Comercia charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, for ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee charged 12 months with no activity. Comercia Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery. International transaction fees, excluding ATM, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See a long form disclosure ways to access your funds and balance information. Okay. And do you wish to continue with the selection of the AlVantage prepaid card?
Yes.
All right. And what we have here for your mailing address is P.O. Box 643, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660, correct?
No, that has changed there.
Okay, is your mailing address and residence the same?
The residence, yes,
Mailing address and residence address is the same. Okay, what is that address?
1004 East 20th Street.
East 20th?
East 20th Street.
20th Street. In the city?
Sheffield, Alabama.
Okay, same zip, 35660?
That's correct.
Okay. And you say your residence and mailing are the same. And has your address changed in the last year?
Have my what?
Address changed. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I had the P.O. box. The address? Okay. No, the address never changed. No, it's never changed.
Okay. Okay. Now, the telephone number that we have here on file for you is 256-577-2449. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, and you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Silpante, Flint, Westland, Battle Creek, or none of the above?
Say that again, I didn't catch it.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Silpante, Flint, Westland, Battle Creek, or none of the above?
Flint.
All right. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1998 Ford Contour, 2001 Hyundai XG300, 2002 Audi A4, 2004 Buick Century, or none of the above?
2004 Buick Century.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Earth Island Institute, Effective Realty Management Group, Limited Liability Company, Goldkist, Reliable Maintenance Service, or none of the above?
Goldkist.
Okay. All Carolina, and which of the following street addresses in Theodore have you ever lived at or been associated with?
Theodore?
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm waiting. There we go. 3615 BB Point Drive, 5500 Pointer Road, 6550 Barnes Road, 6914 Red Lane Circle, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above, okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1984 Volkswagen Rabbit, 1986 Chevrolet C30, 1989 Buick LeSabre, 1990 Lincoln Mark 7, or none of the above?
1989 Buick LeSabre.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
No? And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Well, I worked in Michigan.
In the last 18 months?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And were they military or federal government?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
No. And what was the last day you worked?
December the 1st.
2022. All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Yes. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm a union worker.
You're what?
A union worker. I work at a union 366 in St.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get to that too then, since you're in the union. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
No? And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Yes. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Yes. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
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 Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
No. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 50 miles.
Okay, let's see, there it is. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
22.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What's the date on your card, on your union card? The registration date. Okay.
What's the date you talking about? I got my union card.
Your current union registration date.
8/3/2020.
Okay. And what is the what is your union, Paul? What's the number?
366.
366. Let's see here. 366. Plumbers?
Labor.
It's a plumbers though, right?
I said labor. It's labor.
366 shows a plumbers union.
Well, I guess that's what they got it located. It said labor. We labor. So.
Okay. Shows here is a union for plumbers, a plumbers union. So let's see here. Let's see here. If it'll pick up the pace. All right, if this thing will move forward here. Ah, there we go. Now let's catch up here. And what's your title, job title or job description?
Labor.
Labor, okay. All right. Perform tasks involving physical labor at building, highway, and heavy construction projects, tunnels and shaft excavation, demolition sites. May operate hand and power tools of all types, air hammers, earth tamper, cement mixers, small mechanical hoists, surveying and measuring equipment, a variety of other equipment and instruments. Correct?
Yes.
Does that sound right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right, let it catch up. Yeah, let it catch up again.
Can't seek no work unless you through the union.
Yeah, let's let this catch up to us here. Darn thing. All right, let's come on, move a little bit faster. Okay, there we go. All right, now. And what was your employer's name that you were working for when you were laid off?
Okay, I'm going to give it to you right now. Hold on, one second. Morsey, Morsey Construction.
All right, hold on. You're going to have to spell it again because it's not on this list. So let's go right here to employer name and spell that again.
Morsey Construction.
Morsey, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. All right, and let me get this. Morsey Construction. There we go. All right, and what is their address?
Okay, I'm gonna give you what I see on this check on this pay stub. P.O. Box 558.
Hold on. Box 558.
Yeah, P.O. Box 558.
Uh huh.
777. Dr. Smith Lane.
Okay. P.O. Box 558-777, right?
Dr. Smith Lane.
Dr. Smith Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Lane. All right. City?
I'm going to spell it C-A-L-B-E-R-T. City, Kentucky.
Calvert City, Kentucky.
Yep, Fort. Yep.
Zip code?
42029.
All right. Let's see here. And Morrissey. There it is. And their phone number?
I don't have their phone number now.
We got to have it. Won't let us go forward without it.
I don't know their phone number.
Not going to let us move forward without it.
Well, can I give you my supervisor phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Hold on.
If he worked for Morrissey, you can.
Okay, you work for more.
Yeah.
His phone number is 270 205-6032.
All right.
6032.
All righty. And when did you start with them?
I worked with them about 2.5 months, I guess I could say. That was October something.
October?
Yeah, October, November, December.
What's your check stub say?
This check stub is showing 11/16 right here.
Oh, okay, it doesn't show your start date on there.
No, I don't see a start date.
Okay, so what was your start date? What do you think you started in October? What date do you think you started in October?
I'm gonna say the fourth.
The fourth?
No, the third. I started on the Monday.
Okay, so October 3rd.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All
right, and that's 2022.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what did you say the last day you worked was?
December the 1st.
What'd you say the last day work was?
December the 1st.
The 1st, yep. That's 2022. And what city was that?
In Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Okay. That's Alabama. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Nope. Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
No. Let's see. There we go. And yes. And what was the reason for the layoff?
Lack of work. You finished the job,
didn't you?
Yeah.
That's usually when construction folks call in and get laid off because they finished the job, which means lack of work, of course.
Yeah.
So I figured that was you too. I guess it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you would get your pen and paper, because I'm going to, you know, be giving you some phone numbers and internet web addresses, okay?
Okay.
You ready? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are attached to a union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address that you will go to is, and that'll be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which that would be the 18th when you can call in. Next Sunday be the first time you need to call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, an information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully, and failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for us, sir?
No, I just make my claim next week.
All right. Well, sir, we want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Call Center, and you have a nice day today.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.